podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Eczema is a common skin condition which can have a substantial effect on the sufferer's quality of life. One of the possible treatments are the class of drugs called antihistamines, and the relevant research is investigated in a Cochrane review in February 2013. Christian Apfelbacher from the University of Regensburg in Germany led the review.
Eczema, which is also called atopic eczema or atopic dermatitis, is a chronic skin disease which can resolve during childhood, but might persist or recur during adult life. The cause of eczema is considered to be a combination of genetic and environmental factors. Eczema is often accompanied by dry skin, and people with eczema show skin lesions including rash, redness, swelling of the skin, crusts, and oozing. Itch is the most important symptom in eczema. Eczema is very difficult to treat and leads to scratching, which leads to more inflammation of the skin. And often, people with eczema end up in a vicious circle of itching and scratching. Oral H1 antihistamines have been used for many years in the treatment of eczema, potentially because of their sedative action. Chlorpheniramine and hydroxyzine, for instance, are highly sedative antihistamines. However, their efficacy in alleviating itch and eczema remains unclear, and the role of histamine in itching associated with eczema is also not fully understood. On the other hand, given their wide use in the treatment of allergic disorders such as urticaria, allergic rhinitis, and allergic conjunctivitis, we did this Cochrane review to look more carefully at the evidence on their effects in eczema. We were seeking research into the effects and safety of oral antihistamines for eczema in order to provide reliable evidence that might guide their use in clinical practice, but actually found no studies that matched the inclusion criteria that would have allowed us to do so. This means that there is currently no evidence to support the efficacy or safety of the use of oral H1 antihistamines alone in the treatment of eczema. This does not mean that these drugs might not be effective on their own or that they could not be useful when used along with the main treatments for eczema, including topical steroids. And in fact, this question of their effects as an add-on therapy will be the topic of a further review.
To read about the extensive efforts that Christian and his colleagues put into looking for studies of antihistamines, you can read the full review at thecochranelibrary.com. That's also the place to find the upcoming review of the use of these drugs in combination with other treatments.